Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The Blues were supposed to have been in Washington for a great game tonight. Would have been the Blues and the Capitals had it not been postponed due to the coronavirus and the fact that people are staying home. Chris Ronji, Brad Thompson, Randy Carricker, and we go to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, and Blues analyst Joey Vitale joins us on 101 ESPN, your home of the St. Louis Blues. Joey V, how you doing today?
Randy, I'm doing good. It's a little rainy outside, but I think there's a lot of hope in the air, at least from the people I've talked to, that the sun will come out tomorrow, as they say.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Now you did it,
bet
Joey.
Tomorrow.
That is my second favorite sun song, right behind Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Another
there
good
you go.
One. Yeah.
That is not your second favorite song.
Sun
yes, song.
The sun song. Sun, about the sun.
What about Sunshine and Lollipops? You into that one?
Is that an actual song?
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything is everything. We're together.
Yeah. You don't know this one?
And
thanks for listening to the show, Joey.
And, of course, the former St. Louisan, Sheryl Crow, with I'm going to soak up the sun.
I'm
going to tell everyone to lighten up.
I think we lost both the listeners. I think we did. I think we did at this point.
We got a lot more than that.
Joey, before we get into life in general, I don't even know if we'll get to hockey, but I do want to know this. Randy mentioned off the top, if we were living in this normal world where we got to play sports again, that the Blues would be in Washington. Do you have a favorite Washington landmark? Do you have a place that you just love going every time you're there?
You know, I don't know if you guys have been to this. There's the World War II Wall. Basically, it is right next to the memorial. It's kind of near the Pentagon, but then the Lincoln Memorial. It's all kind of tied in, you know, one long row, as you guys know. But they have this World War II Wall, which I hope I don't mess the math up with this because this is important. But they have these stars, these like gold stars along this whole wall. I'm sure you've seen it either in person or on pictures. So it's this whole wall and like almost like just wraps around this huge kind of like auditorium style seating area. And there's just these gold stars everywhere. And they're for the fallen soldiers throughout World War II. But what's interesting about it, as many stars as there are, each star represents 1,000 soldiers. So it's not even like every soldier. So it was one of those powerful moments where I'm sitting there thinking about Pearl Harbor and D-Day and the Omaha Beach and just the grappling, I mean, that we're going through right now. I mean, magnify that by like 100 because you have your family and friends over there fighting in a war. You don't know what kind of wars, you know what kind of way it's going to go. Meanwhile, all these stars represent 1,000 per star. And I'm just looking at this huge wall thinking of all the soldiers that had fallen. It was, I still get goosebumps thinking about me. It was kind of like a November, kind of a dreary day, kind of like this, and just a quiet day, not a lot of people there. And just imagining all those people that had fallen in that just dreadful war. And that was always a moment in Washington I always try to revisit whenever I'm in the area.
That's one, Joey. I'm always mad at myself because as a player, I went to D.C., I mean, heck, for at least four or five years at the very least. Not one time as a player did I go venture out and go see all of these things and learn about all these things that I probably should have been going out and see. And then last year as a broadcaster, I go out and I was kicking myself. Like, there is so much to be seen in D.C.
Well, the problem, well, it's not a problem, actually, because I did the same thing you did. And most players do. they don't understand where they're at. They don't understand that there's some good places to see. Maybe I should, go to a different restaurant or go see the JFK assassination spot when you're in Dallas. We talk about another spot. But I'm like you, Brad. As a broadcaster, I explore these cities now. And these cities are amazing. There's so much to see. But the thing is, as a player, neither of us did it, and no players really do it, because when you're playing, you're just locked into the game. You're so zeroed in and focused on the night before the game, the meal prep, where you're going to go eat, how much rest you're going to get, who you're going to go with the next day's game day, right? Maybe a little different for ball players because you're there 4, 5, 6 days in a row, but hockey players, you're there a day before and you play the next day. Now, you're not going to go for a long stroll on game day because, again, you're worried about your legs, you're worried about your mind, and you want to stay focused on the game. And you know what? Looking back, I don't regret that, because I think if we were to wander too much as players, we wouldn't have been in the league nearly as long as probably we were, because here we are focused on other things instead of the game itself. So we had this obsession for the game. We of course, missed good opportunities to see a lot of these great cities and these great memorials, these great institutions. But I'm grateful for that. I'm even more grateful now being in broadcasters and away from the game, where you can actually go to these cities and really kind of enjoy what they had to offer.
You know, I'm realizing right now what a complete nerd I am, because a couple of years ago, probably 5 years ago, I'm in Dallas with a group of friends, and everybody wanted to go day drink. And I said, guys, I'll catch you later. I'm going to the Book Depository Museum.
Yeah.
And I went by myself. Should I feel bad about that? Because I actually enjoyed it. It was interesting.
Raj, I'm telling you right now, I did that with Bernie Federko last year during playoffs. It was kind of the same situation. We were there for a couple days in that Dallas series.
Bernie wanted to go day drink?
No. The other one. He wanted to go to the... Exactly. No, he actually backed out. We were talking about going there, and he said to me, well, Joey, hey, if you go there, let me know, and I'll go with you. I was like, okay, Bernie. I kind of thought he was just trying to be nice. But anyway, so I'm about to go by myself. I didn't even think to text him. So I'm like, I'm not going to text Bernie Federko if he wants to come with me. He's probably got like 100 people he can see or a million things he can do besides this. And as I'm walking out of the hotel, I get a text. I go, bing, bing. And it's Bernie. He's like, hey, you're going? ? I'm like, oh, my God, he really wants to go with me. So we end up going together. We put the headphones on. We didn't say a word to each other. As you know, you just kind of walk throughout the whole bit. We learned so much. It took us like 2.5 hours. That was probably more than most valuable, I would say, 2.5 hours I've ever spent on the road. And it sounds crazy because you're listening to a headset and you're kind of watching all this stuff unfold. But I was just so in awe. And just, I mean, they do such a wonderful job there. I agree. I applaud you for going.
Thank you. I feel better about myself now that I got your approval.
Yeah. Hey, Joey, are you doing any homeschooling here? Are you teaching?
You know, I am. You know, I think more so about the the ins and outs and nuts and bolts of life. You know, I had a good conversation with my wife, and, you know, we kind of talked about this, and I probably will, you know, piss some people off with this, but, you know, listen, I'm a dad. I'm a former player. I'm a broadcaster. I know one thing. I'm not a teacher. I'm sitting down and explaining multiple division to my third grader. I mean, to me, I don't have maybe the patience. I don't have, I think, the skill set to sit down and help and understand how my daughter or my son's mind works and how to unlock it. It's not one of my gifts. So instead of sitting there over and over and just getting continually frustrated with her, and then she's going to get stressed out. And we all know kids don't learn very well in stressful environments. So I'm not even going to go there. I told my wife, we're just going to read. We're going to read a lot of books. They're going to listen to me read. You know, I read the Bible in the morning. They're going to read that with me. They're going to listen to me read. We got all these great books about autobiographies. They have them kid versions so they can learn about great people. They read their Babysitter's Club. We're just going to read a lot, and we're just going to do a lot of great things around the house. This is a good opportunity for me, at least. I recognized it that, you know, so many things around the house that kids just don't learn anymore. You know, how to do the laundry. This is how the dishwasher works. Here are the tablets. This is the buttons you push. Tomorrow I'm getting 15 yards of mulch delivered. I got 2 shovels, and I got my dad dropping off 2 wheelbarrows, and we're just going to mulch all day. Like, you know, we're just going to kind of get back to the nuts and bolts of working and just understanding how to survive in a house. And if something's broke, this is what you need to do. Here's a screwdriver. No, honey, that's a flathead. You need a Phillips. This is what the Phillips looks like. It looks like a cross. You know what I mean? So a lot of things like that. That's my plan. And I'm going to leave any of the math. My wife's a lot more patient. And hopefully we'll see how it goes. At the end of the day, you know what I think? The truth of it all is these kids are going to be okay no matter what.
They're resilient, right? That's what kids do. Hey, I got a fun fact for you, Joey. Yesterday, we did like a middle school type aptitude test, basically. We made a little game show out of it. Guess who didn't know what the hottest planet was? It was Randy, because he wasn't here. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we learned that from your son.
I know, exactly right. Randy's probably sitting there thinking, oh, I know Mercury. Mercury, of course, is the closest planet, so it's got to be the hottest.
He actually didn't even pick Mercury, Joey. He picked something way further away.
Don't tell me he picked one of the outer planets on the other side of the asteroid.
I picked Saturn.
Like Jupiter or Neptune, did he?
I picked Saturn because it had the ring. I figured the ring was hot.
The ring's just full of asteroids, Randy. It's not even that hot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just rocks. Just rocks, man.
I know now.
There you go. Well, you know what? The Jupiter, not only the biggest planet, keep in mind, there is a hurricane circulating on Jupiter right now. You can fit two Earths inside of this hurricane that is on Jupiter right now. It's been going on for like 300 years. Check it out. It's unbelievable.
By the way, can you tell people and explain to people why there's no way that we could ever live on Mars?
Well, that's another. I mean, don't even get me started on this because we spend so much money trying to get to Mars, we can't even live on that. I don't think there's any oxygen on Mars, so why are we so focused on getting to Mars?
And it's cold.
I don't know.
It's like ridiculously, unlivably cold.
Well, especially when it's not. I don't know the complete revolution time of Mars. I will get back to you guys next week on that. But when it's out of the sun, it's got to be absolutely frigid. You know what I mean? Mars, like the ice giant of Neptune. But to me, we spend so much time worrying about Mars, and especially this time. I mean, everyone's like, we can't find a freaking vaccine for this stupid thing. But meanwhile, we're trying to figure out how to live on Mars. I mean, come on, people.
Good point.
Let's focus on what's important.
Joey, right now, would you rather have the coronavirus situation we're in right now or two Earth-sized hurricanes to deal with?
I'm telling you, given everything that's happened, the panic and the sheer fear from everyone and just how I'm feeling, I almost would take the second one. I know it sounds
crazy. I agree with you.
But this is such a quiet kind of thing where you don't – like, if someone's going to, like, attack me, if they got a gun, I can keep a lookout in my window. You know, okay, everything's safe over here. I got my dog on watch over there. But this is such a quiet thing where that's what's so disturbing about it. You know what I mean? And we love – we love to point fingers. We love to have something to blame or someone to blame. But this is hard because you're looking around like, whose fault is this? Like, it's no one's fault. This is just happening. And there's no one to point fingers and no one to say, hey, this is your fault. You need to correct this mess because this is just life. It's just happening. And it's unfolding right before our eyes.
Well, with a hurricane, you at least know it's going to be over. You know when it's going to happen. It's coming through. It's going to devastate some towns and then it's over.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
Now we have no idea.
Yeah, it's going to go in that same direction, coming from Africa, based off of how the Earth spins. It's going to come right across the Atlantic. It's going to build speed when it gets warmer. And you know it's going to hit, and you're absolutely right. When it runs out of H2O, it's just going to die off, and there's an end in sight. But we're sitting here still thinking, son of a gun, we don't know when this is going to end, and that's a problem. At least we call this the corona and not after a woman, you know, because with hurricanes they name after women, but the women didn't like that because women claim that they're not unpredictable, even though my wife, she just had our fourth baby, and she is very unpredictable right now.
She's allowed.
Yeah, good luck
she's
in that house.
A baby go through her body.
Yeah. Joey V, you're the best, man. Thank you.
All right, bros.
We'll talk to you soon.